Okay, here we go. Today's daf is Shabbos, daf Nun Gimel, and Shabbos Nun Gimel Beis has the issue of taking medicines on Shabbos. The Issur Rabbanan of Refuah B'Shabbos. The Gemara quotes a Braisa. Be'mashach Sodam Ein Mamid on Sabbavayim Bishol Shetitztanein. An animal that got a chill, that became sick, Shach Sodam got a fever. Ein Mamid on Sabbavayim, you cannot put it in water to cool it off on Shabbos. Bishvil Shetitztanein. Adam Shach Sodam, but a person that got a fever, Mamid on Sabbavayim Bishol Shetitztanein. You can put them in water. So why is that? Amar ulak zeir mishem shchika samamanim. Why can't you put an animal? Because zeir, because if you could do refuah b'shabbos, then you might come to do the malacha of grinding of tochen. Because most medicines in the days of old were made by grinding herbs in order to make the medicine. Shchika samamanim, which would be an issur daraisa of tochen, and therefore the Gemara says refuah b'shabbos. He's usher for this animal. If you allow any refuah, then you might come to allow grinding. Ask the Gemara, Yahachi Adam Nami. So what about a person? So a person also should not be able to cool off in a cold water in order to for refuah. Adam Nira Kamekar. No, a person Nira, it looks like, doesn't look like refuah. It just looks like he's just cooling off. Behema, we don't recognize that he goes into cool off. So this is an Issur D'Rabbanan Gezeira Mishum Shchika Samamanim. And this is quoted by the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Parakaf Aleph Halachachaf, Hatzarech Laduk Pilpulin, Vachayotib and Litain Lotok Amacha B'Shabbos, or is a Kodesh B'Arasakin Ubi Ka'ara. If one needs to grind on Shabbos, maybe it could be done in a shinui way. Aval b'machteshes chayim b'breishu tochein. Lefichach, aser lebari lehisra post b'Shabbos. Gzeira shem yishchok samamanim. It's aser for a healthy person to become healed. Take refuah b'Shabbos. Gzeira, maybe shem yishchok samamanim. And that's quoted in Shinichavches. Shinichavches is a siman in Shulchan Aruch about refuah b'Shabbos. Mi sheyesh lo mechush ba'alma. In the first sif, if somebody has a mechush ba'alma, doesn't feel so well. It's not that he's very sick. But he walks around. He doesn't have to like go lie down, but he doesn't feel so well. That's the category of chole that one is not allowed to do any refuah on Shabbos, even by a goy. Gzeira because of that. So this is one of those issur d'rabbanan that one might say that, well, does the reason really apply anymore? Do we really make medicines by grinding today? Right, that's not how we make medicine. So first of all, in certain parts of the world, they still make medicines though in that way. They do grind herbs in order to use for refuah. But even if one says not, even if the reason does not apply anymore, we do not have the authority to be able to change anything. The Rambam writes in Ilchas Mamre, Meperek Beis Halacha Beis, Bez Din Shagazu Gzeira, O Tiknu Takana. If Bez makes a Gzeira or a Takana, does not say Bezdin interprets the Torah. Every Chazal have the power to interpret the Torah, the Chazal. But a Bezdin, they made a Gzeira or a Takana. V'hinigigu minag, u'pashar adavar b'chol Yisrael, and all Jews do it, v'aman acharem Bezdin acher, u'bikesh levatel dvarim harishonim, and a later Bezdin wants to uproot, to nullify the first din, v'la'karo so atakana v'osa Gzeira v'osa minag, and to uproot that Takana Gzeira minag, eino yachol, achi gadol man harishonim v'chach bo v'minyan, unless they're greater in chachma, in wisdom, and in minyan. What does number mean? Doesn't every Bezdin have the same amount of numbers? That's a good question. We should deal with it. Does it mean age? Does it mean, you know, more than that? Either way, not for us now. But if they're not greater, b'chachma v'minyan, they cannot be mevata, what was said earlier. So we don't have the power. We don't have the authority to uproot a din, even if the reason does not apply anymore. Rav Shechter quotes in Nefesh HaRav, a story of Rav Soloveitchik, that there was a quote-unquote Rabbanim Madarniyim, Hitfis Maimar Bosh Tabach Batzmo, how he was matir abalabai to take medicine on Shabbos, because just like, he quotes an unusual case, right? Tosfos and Beitza says something, we don't understand it, but we generally say, Havadu L'Osif Alei. Tosfos and Beitza comments on the Mishnah there. The Mishnah says in Beitza that there's no musical instruments on Shabbos, and not only that, Gzeira, they might rip and you might come to tie it and get it fixed, but also included is singing and dancing and clapping and hopping. That's also included in the extension of the Issur D'Rabbanan of music on Shabbos. Tosfos there in Beitza Daf Lamed says, but nowadays we clap and dance on Shabbos. Dafka b'yameim, shaybeki and lasos klei shir, ayishayach l'migzar. In those days, they were experts in fixing things, so there was a gzeira, v'lodidon, deinonu b'kiyim, lo shayach l'migzar. But nowadays, we don't. And that's what Tosfos says, and the Rama quotes that in Shulchan Aruch. But that's very unusual. We don't understand how Tosfos says that. Right? Usually, you should say, avobisha batla tam, lo batla gzeira. Tosfos says it there, okay, but we don't add. But Rav Shechter quotes that there was a certain rabbi that said the same thing with medicine. We don't have to worry about that. Bizman Azeh, but that's not what we say. He said the Rav Soloveitchik heard about it. Zachrani Hechsha Kaas Rabbeinu Alzeh. Shehita Labal Bayi Shalokach Chufas B'Shabbos V'Yantif. Ala Rishonim Anu Mitztarin. Meaning, we don't understand Tosfos. Right, so we're going to add on. And that is what the consensus of the poskim say. Yeah, I gave it to also from Rav Avadi Yosef, that we paskin that that is a bona fide gzera, derabanan, of medicine on Shabbos. But there are many limitations and categories that one has to remember. And that is, there are, in the poskim, four categories of cholim on Shabbos. Four categories of cholim, discussed in Shin Chav Ches, discussed in the prakim on Pikuach Nefesh, in Shemir Shabbos Kol Chasa, Perek Lamed Beis, is Pikuach Nefesh, Perek Lamed Gimel, is a chol she'en, we'll talk about all of these Be'ez Hashem soon. But says the four categories of Chol Lamar. The first category of Chol is an easy one. Not easy, but it's easy what the halacha is. To figure out who is in that category is not so easy. A chola sheyesh bo sakana. A chola whose life is in danger, or his life can be in danger if one doesn't act based on what is medically required. The Gemara says, the Shulchan Aruch says, Shin Chav Ches Beis, Mi Sheyesh L'Chol Ishal Sakana, Mitzvah L'Chal Lo Vasa Shabbos. It's a mitzvah. V'Azor Esar Ezem Eshubach, Yud Mechal Shabbos is a mitzvah. And if you do it quickly, you're praised. V'Hashoach, and if you sit and you ask, when you know it's Sakana Tefash Esar Ezem Shofech Damim, that is a murder. Because every moment is precious. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the earlier poskim, Vashoel Pirish also a issue who mischased the Yari Lachal Shabbos Bechol Kazeh Kimaide More. Somebody who thinks that he's pious, this might be a Chassid Shota. He thinks that he's pious. He's going to ask a Shaila. Hariz a Shofer Damim Shebaochu Holek Lishol Yechla Shachol Yoser. While he's going to ask, the Chol will get sicker. The Yuchal is Takein, and the Chol could get even in a more dangerous situation. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Yerushalmi, the Hanishal Hare Zemeguneh. The Nishal, what does that mean? The rabbi. What did the rabbi do wrong? Pirish, Shetam Chacham Bimkomo, Hayalo Lidrosh Bepirka, Lakol. The rabbi has to announce, Kolam Ve'eda, Kedesha Yedu Kolam. The rabbi should say before the situation comes up, make sure everybody knows that if there's life in danger, you drive. You're Mechal Shabbos, because it's not a chilo, it's a mitzvah. But it's Tarkul the Shalom, they shouldn't have to ask. The Mechola Ba'atzma, Mesir Shiyavrolov, Es HaShavis, Kofanalo, even if the sick person says, I don't want you to be Bechal Shabbos for me, we tell him that this is the mitzvah that we have to do. And that's the Rambam's Lashon. Also, in Hilcha Shabbos, the Rambam says, Kishosin Tvarana Elu, Ein Osin Osan, Loi De Goyim, Loi De Ketanim, Loi De Avadim, Loi De Nashim. You don't say, oh, somebody else do it for me. Kadesh Lo Take Shabbos Kala Beinayim. You don't say, oh, it's also for me, you could do it. Eli De Gdole Yisrael V'Chachamayim. The greatest rabbis could get into the act and violate, because it's a mitzvah. The also list by Meya Bechil Shabbos Lachol Sheish Bo Sakana, and it's usher to delay at all. Shnei Amar, as the pasuk says, Asher Yaso Some Adam Mechay Bohem Velo Sheyamis Bohem. Halamadta says the Rambam is beautiful. Lashon Shein Mishpatei Torah Nekama Baolam. The ways of the Torah are not vengeful. El Rachamim the Chesed the Shalom Baolam. They're meant to be kind and peaceful. And someone who says that you shouldn't do this to save a life, they are wrong, and they are heretics, the Rambam even says. Rambam says heretics, he calls them meanim. Good. Rav Shlomo Zalman was once asked by a chassid that if I drive in the ambulance on Shabbos, I take off my yarmulke. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, no, put on your shtreimel. The opposite. Put on your shtreimel. Based on this Rambam, Chol Sheish Bo Sakana, we do everything. The Shmir Shabbos even says, Shabbos even says that even if it turns out that the person went to save the person and it ended up that he wasn't sick in the end, or he died already, he still did a mitzvah. Misha chilal es Shabbos, says the Shmir Shabbos in Perek Lamed Beis. Misha chilal es Shabbos, l'tzorah pikuach nefesh. V'achar kach is barer, shalo hayet tzorah pekach. It ended up that he wasn't needed. Kugon shehish tapir matzavo shalachole. The chole got better. Or the opposite. O shachole niftar. O shadam acher kvar asa avuro. Es anidrash la'asos. Ava pikein asa mitzvah v'yesh lo schar tome es Hashem yizbarach avur machshavaso hatova. And that's what Rav Shlomo quoted in the footnotes, where Shlomo Zalman says, "Mikiva da'amar Torah v'chay bohem mistaver to koma sha'osem ishol savi biyoch nefesh afilu mizbar sheta." Even though he wasn't needed, mikom akom eno chashiv kitah b'dvar mitzvah v'lo asa mitzvah v'shapir pater michatas. No, he's involved in a in a mitzvah. There's even an interesting shayla lamaisa. If a tzala person goes there and now he knows that the job is done, should he get on the phone, which is an iser derabanan maybe, in order to stop everybody else that's coming that are driving? Again, if they're needed and telling them don't come because maybe you'll be needed where you are, then obviously. But if not, that's a serious shayla that that comes up. But again, this is the Shmir Shabbos. There are interesting stories, mysterious stories quoted in the Rishonim about the Riva, about one of the Bali Atosis. The Radvaz Rice, Sha'at Mimeni, in Tuf, Pei, Hei, or Chelik Gimelsim, in Tuf, Mem, Dal. Sha'at Mimeni, Amash, Kasu, B'Shem Riva, Ki Chola, Choli, Hashem, Eispo. He died the Chola that he, his last illness. V'chal Yom HaKippur, and Bosan HaYamim, and it was Yom Kippur. V'yamru lo Arofim, Im lo tochal vaday tamus. And they told him, if you don't eat, you're going to die. V'im tochal shematichya. You have a chance to live if you eat. V'huzal Amar, and he said, very unusual, bari v'shema bari yadif. And therefore, v'lo ratza le'achol umeis, v'ratisa l'das da'itim yafal solo. This story of the Riva, Senator Advaz, we don't understand it, but it's not normative and don't learn anything from it. Tshuva l'gabi adin. Edwai Lomomeno Cloud, don't learn anything from it. Sex Feka, Shalpikuach Nefesh Dochaz HaShabbos. Any chance, Vesim HaKippurim. V'yafila l'chai Shach Hoshashin, even for a few moments. Kol Shekin l'Safek, Shema Yamuz Shema Yichye. V'yafila l'Safek Shabbos Acheres. Right, you have to. V'afilu l'fidas Achronim. And he quotes, even from the Achronim. Which Achronim? He's talking about the later Rishonim. Sha'amru, Timishaya Dinu Yavra Val Yehareg. V'never Valhaga Harizim Mechitza Sadikim. Even according to those Rishonim, not the Rambam, the other Rishonim, Baal Yatosfus and others, that if there's a halacha of Yavra Val Yehareg, it's not one of the big three, and a person goes and gives his life and volunteers, it's a good thing. V'shalo kedas HaRambam. V'cheinu Daiti. V'kal Makom. Hani Milvakam Dikidash Hashem. There's a Kiddush Hashem involved. If a goy says, be Mechal Shabbos or I'll kill you, the Rambam says you have to be Mechal Shabbos. That's what most say, but there are some Rishonim that say that you could volunteer a non-big three. So if you can volunteer a non-big three, says the Radvaz, what about this case? The Radvaz says, no, this is worse. This isn't a Kiddush Hashem context. Right? So even if you say that, which I don't hold of, says the Radvaz, avo mishu cholesh yesh bo sakana v'yamduhu lechol yesh bo lechol afil ha-safek. You have to eat. So therefore, ein roi lo mamenu, don't learn from the Riva. Ki efshar the Riva zal hirgish ba'atzma, maybe the Riva felt himself. Afil sheyochal yamus, maybe he knew. He had certain a sense that, again, we don't have, and we can't have, that even if he eats, he's going to die anyway. Delev yodea maras nafsho. V'hainu tekam ha-bari v'shem ha-bari yadav. Klomar ha-bari sheli adav mishem ha-sholachem. V'lekicha l'ratza l'echol. But this is not a midah chasidus, and we don't follow it. And that's what he says in another tshuva also, in Chelek Dalet, Simin Samach Zayin. He quotes, what about Misham Duel Tzorach L'chalas HaShabbos? We in a rotsa, the Chola doesn't want you to be Michal Shabbos. We listen to him. He says, Chasid Shoteh. Chasid Shota, Velakimis Damo Miyado Yivakesh, Cholash Yesh Pasakana, there is nothing to talk about. We say that it is a mitzvah to be Mechalel Shabbos. So what is a Cholash Yesh Pasakana? Anybody whose life's in danger or could be in danger if action is not taken. So again, this applies to obvious cases, but also taking insulin and checking blood pressure in certain cases. So that is all. They're not talking about it in terms of medicine. You could do a malacha daraisa. If you get a malacha darabanan, that is all category one. Achole sheyesh bo sakana. And of course, there's a big discussion in the postgame in the Rishonim about hutra or dechuya pikuach nefesh in our circumstance. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos in the I think it's in the second perek. The Rambam writes, his lashon is dechuya. The Rambam says in Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, dechuya hi Shabbos etzal sakana safashes kashar kala mitzvahs. Lefichach chol hashesh bo sakana osin kol tzoracha b'Shabbos al pi rofei uman shel oso makom. What's there between dechuya and hutra? That's a good question, but not for now. But either way, it is a halacha psuka. Number two, category two is the next level down. Chol hashein bo sakana. How do we define a chola she'ein bo sakana? So that is a little more challenging to categorize, but let's say it is someone who cannot sit at the Shabbos table. Someone cannot sit at the Shabbos table. Somebody who is so sick, they have a terrible, they have the flu, they have to be in bed. They have a terrible pain in their terrible headache, they have to lie down. any time where you have to be out, off the Shabbos table, or you, a normal person would be, let's say he has a father and he has a bunch of kids, he has to be at the Shabbos table, he has to be a martyr, but any normal health, other person would go to the, take a rest on the couch, that is a chol hashem bo sakana, and what's the halacha? One level down. Meaning, chol hashem bo sakana, a Jew could do a daraisa. A chol hashem bo sakana, life is not in danger, but a person's very sick, a Jew could do a darabanan. A guy could do a daraisa. A guy could drive somewhere to help the Jew, but a Jew could do a darabanan, meaning what's a darabanan? Taking medicine, isn't it? It's a darabanan. So in the category two, just like category one, medicine can be taken. This is also called chol kol gufo. Chol kol gufo. Our Ribiyat gives examples, the flu, the chicken pox, the measles, severe cramps, very severe toothache, migraine, headaches, right? Any of these are situations where somebody can take medicine because the gzera drabanan of refuah does not apply in that case. Also called nofel lemishkav. There are certain people in halacha that are defined in these categories. A yoledes from the first week and after that also is in some of these categories as well. Category 3 and 4 are mechush ba'alma chola b'miksas. So those are pretty similar categories, and those are the cases where one is not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos because those aren't very sick. The Shmir Shabbos says, Ke'evim kalim, ke'on ke'ev shinayim, a small toothache, ke'ev garon, a throat, ke'ev rosh, ke'ev nazelet v'shi'ul, t'ineh muvam b'perek zeh. B'chol ha'ke'evim yishladil ben ke'ev kal u'ke'ev chazak. Yoser kazesh ha'gorim l'ko'avo l'shchev b'mita, or machlish is called gufo. As we have said, if somebody is has to leave the table, so then one can take medicine, but a koiv kave kal, that's where. Also, akachas shum trufa. Can't take anything to help out with that, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Shin Chav Ches, Siv Beis, and in the footnote in the Shmir Shabbos, bringing a Perek Lama Dalid, that's where he talks about Gzeras Chazal, that their tam is batel, what do we say? But again, that is the Gzera. But there are a number of exceptions to the rule, or rather, we would say built in a tear, and the first one is the Gemara that we just had. The Gemara said, on the Ardaf, Nun Gimel, Nira Kemekar, what is that? There's something called Machal Briyim. If something is food, but some people are eating it for medicinal purposes, but it's an action that is healthy or it's food, that's not a problem. If somebody takes a power walk because they want to stay healthy, because it makes them feel good, that's not usur mishum refuah. And the Mishnah says later on, Adaf Kuftes, later on here in Masechah Shabbos, you can't eat a zovium Shabbos because it's not machal briyim, but you can eat yoezer, any type of food. Machal briyim, that is okay, and that is not included in the exam. That's not called refuah, right? Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Chav Ches Sif Lamid Zayin, Kol Ochlim U'Mashkim, Shem Machal briyim, Mutter La'achlam L'Shtostan. Avoishin Kashim L'Miksaz briyim, even though some people don't do it. Chicken soup. Let's say somebody doesn't like chicken soup, but they're having chicken soup because it makes them feel good when they have a cold. Mutter Afilu Achishari. Only something that is clearly medicine is a problem. So let's say somebody wants to take a shot of shot. They have a toothache. They think schnapps will help them. So they could gargle it. Probably shouldn't spit it out, but if they gargle and then swallow it, that's machal briyim, and therefore it would not be considered refuah b'shabbos. That is number one. Machal briyim is not a problem. Somebody wants to drink bottled water. They don't want to drink tap water. Okay, that's machal briyim. That's not going to be a problem. Number two, if there is an external problem that is just being healed, that also is not included in the gzeir of shchikas hamamanim. If somebody has a splinter, you can take the splinter out on Shabbos, right? That is not a problem, right? The Mishnah in regarding muksa talks about picking up a needle to take out a splinter, but obviously taking out a splinter is mutter. That's the Mishnah in Shabbos on daf kuf chaf beis, right? Somebody wants to put cotton balls in their ears to protect them. That's not a problem. Somebody wants to remove any other external problem, that is not a problem. Number three, and this is crucial, anything that is preventative is not a problem. The only gzeira is that you're going to take medicine because a person's sick, and therefore they're going to be bahul and come to grind. But the Chazal did not include anything that you're not sick yet. It's preventing illness. Preventing illness. So let's say somebody knows they get heartburn after eating chalent. So if you take a Tums before the chalent, that's okay, because that prevents. Right, if somebody already has the heartburn, so if it's not so bad, then you can't take anything until it gets bad, and then you can take it once again into the status of chole kol gufo. Shulchan Aruch talks about putting a medicated bandage on, right, forgetting the mimareach issues, but somebody could do that. Why? Because that's preventing infection. preventing infection is not going to be a problem. Anything of preventative is not a problem. Rav Moshe has a tshuva, and all the other poskim talk about vitamins. That's a big topic in Hilchos Shabbos. Vitamins. So vitamins are mutter based on a number of reasons. Number one, maybe vitamins are machal briyim. Rav Moshe writes, how many people are sick in the world, and how many people take vitamins? A lot more people take vitamins than that are sick. Right, so you show vitamins are machal briyim. People take it as food. And number two, maybe vitamins are preventative. It's helping my body stay healthy, so I don't get sick. So that's another reason why vitamins would be mutter. Insect repellent. The Shmir Shabbos says you could spray insect repellent on Shabbos because that is preventing bites. That's okay. Number three, so you have machal briyim, removing external problems, preventative. And one final point. Medicine over a protracted period of time. Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva in Chelek Yud Dalet Simen Nun that if somebody takes it, it's on a 10-day course of antibiotics. That's mutter. Why? Even if Shabbos is one of the days. Because that's not called taking medicine on Shabbos. That's taking medicine. One of the days happens to be Shabbos. But that's not taking medicine on Shabbos. So there too, that will not be included in the Gzeira, Shema Bahol, Shchika Samamanim. These are some of the issues relating to Refuah B'Shabbos that comes up here in Shabbos Nun Gimel.